L'Invité de Clark with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Welcome to another edition of L'Invité de Clark. And today I have a special guest, a local person who wears many hats. And I think you'll enjoy the time we spend together. Her name is Alice Marwani. And Alice, I want to welcome you to the show.
Hello.
Yes, Alice is quite an interesting person. She's done quite a bit of radio in the past. She's been a journalist in the Ardèche. She's also done a therapist. And Alice, tell me, where are you from originally? Because I've never asked you that question. Are you from this region or someplace else?
No, I have to confess something now.
It's early in the show, but go ahead.
Yes. I have to confess that I'm from Paris.
Oh, this interview is over.
I'm sorry. That's I'm okay. One of these Parisians.
Yeah, Parisian.
Not like, yeah, I didn't really choose to be born in Paris or even to come to Brittany, to be honest, because I was a kid when I came. I first came when I was 9 years old to follow my mother, who married a dentist that is living in Concarneau. And I was born in Paris, and also my parents were born in Paris. So we were like two generations of Parisian people, and their parents are from different countries. So I'm actually like third generation of migrants. Yeah. So I would say like I'm more Parisian than French even, because I don't have any kind of roots like in my ancestry that are from France. So I grew up like in the Parisian culture. That's like my territory in a way. But I also in Bretagne, like since I'm nine.
Well, that's right. You've been in Brittany since you're nine. So yes. You're kind of almost more Brittany than Breton than you are Parisian, I would have to say.
I'm half, like, because I studied in Paris as well.
Oh, you did.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you went back.
Yeah, I went back to Paris. Yeah. I went on and off.
Well, you know, in your road, in your career, I've noticed a lot of interesting places you've been, things that you've done. And one of the things that I thought was interesting was the fact that you were involved in radio. And, you know, radio is our passion too. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can describe a little bit more what that was all about. And where were you?
I think I chose to become a journalist at first, like when I was like 23 something. Because I was told I had a radio voice. So it was a very, like, yeah, just an inspiration that maybe I had some kind of natural gift. Yeah. And I wanted to enjoy that and to take advantage of that in a way. And also, I love talking. I'm quite a talkative person. So it was like, I like a lot listening to radio and music. And I also play some music myself and sing. So I started like studying journalism in a school because I was told I had a radio voice. But then I was also attracted to the internet, like words and media, and I specialized in this. So I was doing also like videos and some sound, but mostly writing through that. And I worked a few years in a national and local newspaper, like Le Nouvel Observateur, things like that. A little bit like, let's say, like new medias like that were created inside of this older, more traditional medias, like Rue 89, which is like, which was a pure player and was bought by Le Nouvel Observateur. And also like something for young people called Street Press. That was intended to give voice to the youngster of the suburban region of Paris, mm-hmm. and to their preoccupations, like around, let's say, racism and discrimination and some violence or anything like that. And so I worked in different projects that I found were like bringing some innovation and that were resonating to my, let's say, what I was feeling was right in a political, at a political level at this time. And then I went back to the, I went to the radio actually, like after I traveled in different countries for quite a long time by myself. And I came back to France and I wanted to do more local journalism. And I was also very attracted by the idea of doing radio and like involving more the voice inside of my work and also the presence. And so I had the opportunity to work in a radio in Ardèche. And this
in Ardèche,
is
yeah. Now you started, you said, as a journalist, and it sounds like your journalism was mostly in the field of writing to start with. Is that how it was?
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah.
And you still do some writing? And you still have, you do your personal writing perhaps, but is that something you want to continue, write stories, novels, anything like that?
I don't know. Like, I think I always kind of want to write things and start writing things, but writing is a lot of work. Like, to be honest, writing a book is like a lot of work. I do have, let's say, topics I would like to explore more that would be maybe at the border between, let's say, exploring the human nature and something like exploring the society or also like maybe in at the contact of these two words. So I do have like these projects, but I don't have or like fictional project for the moment.
No, you have your special interest. And I think in writing that things come later sometimes. Mm-hmm. You have a little bit more life experience, you know who you are, you have ability to express different things as you get older too. That's important. I'm interviewing Alice Marouani. We're here in the studio in Concarneau, and we're talking about some of the many things that she's been involved with. We've discussed her past, coming from Paris and now living proudly in Fouinot, I believe. Mm-hmm. So that's good. You also had done, you told me, some sort of therapeutic work, and I think it was mainly centered on massage.
Yes, massage and some like yoga teaching.
Yeah.
And really? Yeah, and so I was really interested in all of these ways of connecting to yourself at a deeper level through the body. And I really started exploring that for myself for years. And this started when I traveled abroad in Colombia, and this brought me a lot of inspiration to start looking deeper inside of myself and to start, let's say, healing. And I think I found myself in communities and inside of kind of a flow of healing, and that was very exciting for me. It was like discovering a passion that was the brightest passion I had. You know, like I'm quite a passionate person, and I explored different things in my life that I felt attracted to. And this was like finding something very, very deep, like a very, very deep interest, you know, for the human nature and spirit that somehow I wasn't finding in the society I was brought up.
Yeah.
I was brought up, sorry for my English, and like I kind of had to find that in a country like Colombia, where like the culture is a little bit different, and because I didn't have at the time in France a spiritual upbringing and mm-hmm. culture. Like I was brought up in a kind of a atheist family.
More secular family.
So,
well, I think you bring up a good point. You know, we talk about spirit a lot, but we don't talk about the body very much. Mm-hmm. And it just is important in a way, because we're human and we're here and we have those experiences. So I think you bring up a great point about yoga in particular. It brings people in connection with their body, but then there's also that further connection as you go out. Massage too. I think massage is a special art. And I've had the experience certainly with the massage where it's been very intuitive. People mm-hmm. have been able to tell me things about myself just by doing a massage. So there's a great connection there, and it's great if you can develop that.
Yeah, I think it's like developing ways to communicate with yourself and others. And I think like something that's really, somehow when I was a journalist, I was also communicating, and I still like communication, but I do it also in the nonverbal field. And I think it's like being a human is like developing different like skills, and one of the skills that is so important, because like it's a skill of connection. So through the body, we connect with ourselves and with others, and we can even connect to the spirit, you know. So it's like a door for me, and it makes you get out of your mind and like into yes. your heart, which is like, yeah, this portal.
I think today's society is geared very much to the intellectual, to the intellect, to the logic. And you're right, this is another way to explore, once again, what's very human. We have this other dimension that sometimes is not counted very highly. Are you still doing some sort of massage, or is that something that you want to get back into?
Yes. I had moments in my life where I was giving more massages than now, like because I just came back to this region, so I don't... like people don't know me, basically.
Right.
don't know what I do, but I am going back to that, because I feel it's something very nourishing for me.
Sure, yeah.
Also to give massages.
Yeah.
And I also think like it's something I can give, like it's like a skill that I've developed, and I think it's important to also give that to others. Because the kind of massage I'm doing is also like very intuitive.
Yeah.
And maybe sometimes in the massage that you have traditionally here, like the mostly in the aesthetic world, is quite different than the one I'm doing. And so I think it's interesting to bring something else.
Do you have a website or a way that somebody could contact you if they're interested?
Yes, it's called. They can contact me like in Google if they look up.
Yeah, that's right.
So chill massage.
Spell that maybe.
So SOCHEL massage, and it's in Fouesnant.
Oh, okay, good. Sounds like a good idea. You know, I really want to talk to you more about Colombia mm-hmm. and some of your experiences there and a few other things, but we're going to have to probably wrap up this edition. But if you'll stick around, we'll do some more.
Okay, great.
Okay. Be back next week with my special guest, Alice Marwani. Thank you.
L'invité de Clark with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.